This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked Iran for releasing a Chinese-American academic it had detained since 2016 in exchange for an Iranian scientist arrested last year. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The U.S. released Iranian stem cell expert Masoud Soleimani in exchange for the liberation of Shiye Wang, a Chinese-American detained in Iran for 3 years on espionage charges. On Twitter, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif uploaded a picture of him and Soleimani aboard a plane allegedly flying back to Iran. Soleimani was arrested at Chicago Airport in October 2018 for allegedly attempting to export biological materials to Iran, violating U.S. sanctions on the country over its nuclear program. Shiye Wang, meanwhile, is a Princeton University graduate who is said to have been conducting dissertation research in Iran in 2016 when he was detained.
That's Emer McCarthy. President Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student's shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The king will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people, as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban restarted peace negotiations Saturday, 3 months after President Donald Trump abruptly stopped the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement to America's longest war. A U.S.-based source told VOA that Chief U.S. negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad led the team Saturday in Doha, where insurgent negotiators are based. The Qatari government played host to the U.S.-Taliban dialogue before President Trump halted the talks in September in retaliation for an insurgent attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, among others. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that the two sides will continue the talks on Sunday. A 23-year-old rape victim set on fire by a gang of men, which included her alleged rapists, has died in a New Delhi hospital. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
A 23-year-old woman in India who was set on fire by a gang of men after she accused two of raping her has died in hospital. According to local media and police reports, she was attacked on her way to court on Thursday after she accused two men of raping her at gunpoint a year ago. One of them was imprisoned but recently released on bail. The other was on the run. As she boarded a train to the courthouse, the two men appeared with three others and doused her in kerosene. She was also beaten and stabbed. It's said that she walked almost a kilometer trying to find help before she was forced to call the police herself.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump, inching closer to an impeachment vote, possibly before the Christmas holiday recess. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence against the Republican president and to draft charges that they could recommend for a full House vote as early as Thursday. The White House said Friday that it would not take part in the hearings. A dozen frail survivors of the attack on Pearl Harbor returned Saturday to honor those who perished when Imperial Japanese Navy planes attacked the American fleet there 78 years ago. About 30 World War II veterans and about 2,000 members of the public joined the survivors, the youngest of whom are now in their late 90s, to commemorate the anniversary of the December 7, 1941 attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. Attendees observed a moment of silence at 7:55 a.m., the same time the assault began. Buglers played taps, and U.S. Air Force fighter jets flew overhead in a missing man formation. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.